You live in the embrace of God. Each day Jesus would go to the temple with his disciples and they would pray. And then they would go to the outer courts of the temple where there would be time and opportunity for discussion about religion, about faith. People would come and ask Jesus questions, priests, elders, scribes. And one of the topics that they asked the most about was the end. What will happen in the end? And Jesus tries to help them understand a new truth, a truth understood in a new way. He tried to teach them that they live now in the embrace of God. They don't have to go earn it. They don't have to try to do things to be entitled to it. It's given as a gift already. You live in God's embrace. The hardest thing is to come to realize it. God is with you. And you and I are given this gospel lesson so that we can make a change in our own hearts. The words of the gospel say, "Your redemption is near at hand." People have kind of married the end of time, the coming of Christ, and our redemption. And if one is talked about, they think they're all being talked about. Jesus, in fact, says in this gospel, when you begin to see things happening all around you, signs happening around you, stand tall, for your redemption is at hand. Not because it's the end, but because you come to realize the ending of all the things of this world is not the end of our relationship with God. That goes on for all eternity. So he says to his followers and to you and I, don't be afraid. Stand tall. There will be things that happen personally and collectively that dismay us. He said, don't take that as a sign things are awful and the end. Take it as a sign that I am with you. God is with you, in you, individually. And when we extend ourselves beyond our individual selves, we find God among us. And when we find some limits in our lives, when we enter into the mystery of God's presence, then we find God around us. Always God is present. That's why we celebrate Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us now, today, here. How do we learn to open our hearts to his presence in our lives? How do we do what the words of the gospel and the liturgy say? Lift up your hearts. Let go of everything else. Your happiness doesn't lie with things in this world. They become nice to have, and they become part of our lives, but they should not be a substitute for God. So when you see those things disappear, and don't all of us see that, things that we really like and want, or things that are going on, and they go away and something new comes, and every time something's going away, we predict it's the end. The world's falling apart. Everything isn't the way it was when I was a kid. Well, it doesn't mean that it is that destructive end of time. It means things are not going to last. Except God's love. That will last forever. So Jesus tries to teach his followers, you live in the embrace of God. He is with you. He wants you to be happy. He wants to teach you that there are a lot of things that you get wrapped up in that start to own you, and your happiness isn't in them. They will go away. Your happiness is in discovering God's love and your ability to love. That's where God lives and where He will live for all eternity. So we begin this Advent season, my brothers and sisters, using the words that we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. Not some future event. The coming of the Lord into my heart. Me opening my life to God, who's with me. Wanting God to be a conscious part of my life. The coming of the Lord is, will you let Him be in your life in a very plain and simple and clear way? Jesus has already come among us and announced God's presence and His love for us. We protest, God couldn't love me, I sin. God has said those sins are forgiven. They're gone. Why do you hold on to them? Why do you make them the defining part of your relationship? If you think what you do wrong is what defines your relationship to God, you are totally wrong. God's love defines your relationship. His forgiveness defines your relationship. So we are given this wonderful gift. And we come here this morning to celebrate this gift. To be so conscious that God is in me and He's among us all the time. That we begin to live and desire His presence on an everyday basis. He wants our happiness. And He leads us to that place of happiness, which is to be in God and God to be in us. May this Advent season be a time where we open ourselves more completely to the embrace of God, to accepting the gift of His love. May we turn away from owning our sin and making it so big and awful in our lives that we think it separates us from God, and nothing can separate us from God. So we will stand tall and ready and conscious of the great gift that God has given us, His presence among us. And we will commune with God and one another this morning, and we will be happy that we have such a loving Savior in our lives.